This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. So, let me see if I've got this straight. We are currently under flood watch here in the Klamath Basin. There are warnings of flooding from various rivers in our area, and the BOR is releasing water from Upper Klamath Lake and the dams on the Klamath River as fast as they can to make room for all of this water. But we can't assure local irrigators that they'll receive a full irrigation supply this year. Let's go back and talk about the things that our federal government has talked about with regard to Upper Klamath Lake and the water woes we seem to suffer through every year. Even one like this where we may need sandbags, but there isn't enough water to go around. First, off-stream storage. Well, it was championed by Jim Kearns, among others, over 50 years ago. But what has the government done about it? Well, nothing. After studying the situation, their answer was, well, there just won't be enough water to fill up off-stream storage. Well, except, of course, this year, and except, of course, the year before last. So 2 out of 3 years where massive amounts of water were simply flushed down the river to the ocean, well, that certainly makes their case now, doesn't it? Then, of course, there was the idea of dredging the lake. Nope, that's just not feasible as well, according to the government. Look, I'm no expert on Upper Klamath Lake. However, when you think about it logically, what they're saying simply makes no sense. By their own admission, the federal government qualifies Upper Klamath Lake as a dying lake, one in its final years of life, if you will. So why not do something about it? Well, it beats me. In today's world, where the federal government has their snout in anything and everything, one would think they'd get something done here rather than just wring their collective hands each and every water year. The government, along with several environmental groups, claim it's the warm water of Upper Klamath Lake that creates conditions that harm the endangered salmon. Well, one would think that a nice cold pool of clean and clear water from off-stream storage would help that problem as it was released in the summertime. It's just logical thinking, is all, but apparently that's not right. Warm, atrophied water creates algae, and that combination creates the conditions that both harm endangered suckers and endangered salmon. Well, dredging and deepening the lake would certainly create cooler water conditions and help with that problem. Again, just logical thinking is all, but apparently that's not right either. No, if our illustrious federal government had done something, anything, in the last 50 years or so, we wouldn't be in the situation today where we watch hopelessly as water, the lifeblood of our agricultural community, is simply flushed down the river like a toilet to the ocean, benefiting no one and harming everyone. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Bottom line, in my opinion, is they simply want to shut down irrigation and by doing so, strangle the Klamath Basin agricultural community and then shut down the entire community altogether. You think that's absurd? Well, go ask some of the other timber communities in Oregon that didn't have the agriculture base we do what the government and the spotted owl designation did for their community and their livelihood. You know, in the end, Shanico might not be the only ghost town in Oregon in the future. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.